And so it is, dear Shambhra, that we gather together again. We gather together in an energy that has continued for you throughout this weekend, but an energy that is parallel in a time-space type of way to something that happened several thousands of years ago. The energy of that event has been riding directly with the energy of this event. And we will talk about that in the show today. It is a delight for I, Tobias, to be here with all of you, divine humans, ones who answered the call to be here again. It is an honor for I, Tobias, to be here with the energy of Mikael. Dear Mikael, whose energy flooded in here the other night, whose family you are from, we are from. The energy of White Eagle and Mark who come here to help balance you, to help move you through this process on an interdimensional way, but also very much in a now way. For you, by being here, have given permission to allow yourself to go through that next doorway, that leads you to more fulfillment, to more completion, and to certainly new types of experiences in your life. Energies of Mark and White Eagle help to overcome some of the fears and the concerns that you might have had. It is an honor for I, Tobias, to be here with the energies of dear Mary, Marit. Such a wonderful angel, and her energy came flowing in with the music. We know you felt the warmth and the nurturing, the comfort, and the love through this. And we had to do a little bit of preparation on our part to make sure this dear one, Natalie, was here to deliver the energy of Mary for you. But you see, we can work these things out when we need to. It is an honor for me to be here with Metatron, the energy that continues to prod you forward, to ask you over and over again, are you ready? Are you bold? You might be driving along in your car and hear the words, are you ready? You might be backing away from something you feel in your heart is right to do. And Metatron comes through and reminds you, says to you, are you ready? You've been preparing for this for lifetimes and lifetimes, not just here on Earth, but long before you came here. It is an honor for I, Tobias, to be here with the energies of Saint Germain, my dear friend on this side, for we've both been in human form before, and we can share many stories and a few jokes about you. And it is an honor to be here with Asaf, who is truly learning so much about the human angel, learning how you react, learning the obstacles of this thing that has been called the veil. Yes, it is moving away, but you are so used to the veil around you. You know, sometimes when the veil starts to shift away, we see you pull it back over you like a young child pulling the blankets over its head at night. You're comfortable under the veil. You know how to operate under the veil. And as it is lifted, you feel something in your body that is funny. Your mind does not seem so balanced. You feel that there are no boundaries. There are no walls to contain you. And this is an unusual and uncomfortable feeling. So you try to pull the veil back over. And in the next breath, you say, Dear Spirit, release the veil from around me, for I want to be a free angel. We have many visitors, other visitors on this day, the ones who help on our side, what you would call the staff members of the Crimson Council. Yes, directly related to the wonderful staff members here at your event. We have angels of darkness who are all around. Yes. Lovely, isn't it? They come here to observe. They cannot do anything here, dear friends. They are in a sacred and holy space that has been created by Shambhra. They cannot do anything in this space. They are here to observe. They are part of all that is. They are part of your past. They are part of your now. There's a blessing in each one of them. We'll discuss that on this day. There are four angels of darkness sitting in each corner of this room. They have a job to do here with you today. They have some movement and energy here. We told Caldra on his way up this mountain that the energy of this event would be such that things would fly. Dear friends, from your human perspective, that could be taken in several different ways. You have an expression that we chuckle at things. How do you say? They fly when they hit the fan. And there are a lot of fans around the room. And this is not an accident. But it also allows things to fly, to soar, to be released, to open up. Like the caterpillar turned to mush in the cocoon, opens the cocoon, is overwhelmed by the light of the sun, and feels something different all around him and her. This thing called wings at first is frightening. For the caterpillar never knew wings before, it only knew legs. But then it sees the glorious colors of the wings. It spreads them, allows the wings to feel the air. And the former caterpillar takes a deep breath, opens the wings, releases, leaves behind the cocoon, leaves behind what sealed it in for so very long, and takes off for a new journey, a new service, and a new way of living. Dear friends, the energy of this conference is to fly. To fly. So I ask you to take a deep breath, all of you, those listening in, those reading these words or listening to these words in the days to come. Take a deep breath now. And know that we're going to go on a bit of a journey here today. This is Shoud 12 of the Divine Human Series. We've had a wonderful year together, a monumental year, for it was a time that we transitioned from I, Tobias, and the angels speaking at you, speaking to you. We transitioned where you began to speak also, where your voice, your energy was melded into all the vibrational patterns, the very complex and beautiful vibration patterns of every one of these channels. You joined together. The shout began. It became your voice, our voice, the and the voice of Spirit. It's not been done before. There's always the human listening to the angels, trying to listen to God. The human listening to somebody up on a pulpit, telling them what to do, how to do it. The human following a guru who had no more clue than what you had. They just knew how to talk a bit better. So you joined in the shout, and it became the voice of Shambhu and the voice of Spirit. Monumental. Changing the energy of the earth. We will continue with our shouts. You will become more and more of a part. But you know, as you become more and more of the energy of the shout, as you open your hearts and express yourself energetically through us, we can be more and more a part of the shout. And the shout can be more fulfilling and more complete. You see, it has an energy that is not linear, it's multidimensional. When you open up to all of who you are and add your energy to this vessel of love and information called the shout, we can open up more and more. And dear friends, this is the way that Spirit works. As you become more and more of the God that you truly are, God can become more and more of the God that she truly is. This is the physics of the new energy. You see, it is not just trading one energy for the other. It is not you stepping forward and us stepping back. It is you stepping forward and expanding, and us directly at your side, and Spirit, yes, and even Gaia, and even the Anasazi, and even the animals and the divas of the earth. They have been departing, have been leaving and withdrawing their old energy and their old relationship to you. But as they leave, as you release, you accept responsibility. This is a key point. Then they can come back. They can come back more full and in the new energy in a whole new way. The old energy, you see, was a bit off balance. It required placeholders of energy to be there to fill in where you were not complete. But as you release all of the old, and you begin to accept the God that is within you, and all of these things can come back in a new and dynamic new energy way. You lose nothing. You gain everything in the new energy. You see, you have been afraid that you have to give up relationships and give up jobs and give up all sorts of things in your life. You've been sad even about Gaia, sad about the departure of things. It was the departure of these things in the old way, but you had to truly let go of them. You had to fully release them, not anticipating that they would come back later, but to genuinely release them. Then, as you expand in your own right, and all of these other things can come back and expand also. The physics of the new energy is that as you open up, as you expand, God expands also. It is that simple. We are a bit overwhelmed here today to be sitting with you at such an event. a bit overwhelmed at your dedication and your determination, your love, your willingness to get back in there, even when things seem working against you. So we're going to just sit here in this overwhelming energy for a moment and soak it in from our side. Let us honor you for who you are. We're the angels that are blazing the trail. For the angels that truly, truly love and live in the now. What a fine day it is. Approximately 2,150 years ago, dear friends, this group, this exact group, bar none, the ones who are in this room, sat together like this, on a place called Mount Zion. If you allow yourself to go interdimensional now, while staying in this now moment, stay right here in these chairs. Stay in this now moment, but go interdimensional, the expanded now, to allow the energies from several thousand years ago to come back in now. We sat together in a group like this, and there were angels in the second circle. And there were ones who were connecting energetically, telepathically, just like the ones who are online right now. They were connecting. Whether it was from the earth plane or the multidimensional planes, Shambra, who is listening in now, or who will hear this later, were tuned in then into one large loving matrix of energy. The ones who were in this room sat together. You had traveled from far and distant lands to be at this gathering of the priests and the prophets. You came from the lands of Asia, and the lands of Europe, and the lands of Africa, and the lands of the unknown. You had journeyed for months, many of you, for years. Breathe in and allow yourself to remember this parallel event several thousands of years ago. You were mystics. Some of you were priests and rabbis. You were Arabs and Jews, Africans, Asians. You see, a call had gone out from the grand house of Michael to gather on Mount Zion. For a month of time, for meditation and for prayer, for intense connecting to our side of the veil, for intense connecting to earth, and intense connecting to a day that would take place in July of the year 2003. You did not know the exact date, but you knew that you would gather together again to open something that had been closed for a long time, to change something that needed new energy. You sat together. We are sitting together like this right now. There was great discussions, even with the barrier of the language, but there was great discussions about the nature of humanity, about the human condition and the spiritual nature of humankind all over Earth. Similar to the discussions that you're having today, but these took place in the energy back then. There were discussions of how to reconnect with spirit. What was holding humankind back? There were some of you here that wanted to maintain an alliance to the church at the time, to the synagogue, who did not want to be rebels, but rather wanted to try to integrate your new thoughts, your new way of looking at humanity and spirituality. You wanted to stay in alignment with the churches, to flow with their energy. Some of you were quite rebels. You wanted to go off on your own, to start your own new religion. Others in the group were very into the conspiracies, the conspiracy of the governments and the churches, many of which were true. But you wanted to focus the energies of your gathering, of your conference back then on Mount Zion, on the conspiracies. Another part of you, another group of you, wanted to take this very group, go off into the remote lands, thousands of miles away, to live there as a group, to sequester yourselves, to close yourselves in, and simply hold the energy of Earth. What was discussed in great detail in this gathering, what came from this, was the understanding of the seven seals, which were later written about in the Holy Bible. There was great energy in this discussion. There was the connection to the galactic energies, the multidimensional energies. If you read this book of Revelations, you will see how the galactic energies came into play as the story of the seven seals was brought in. You came to the understanding that there was something in the human spiritual condition that was sealed within, but appropriately so. There were seven conditions of mankind sealed into the human angels walking the face of the earth. And one day these seals would be ready to be open if the earth survived, if humanity crossed certain bridges or opened certain doorways along the way. These seals were identified, their energy was understood. In this gathering, dear friends, you related the seals to your understanding of the energetic systems within the human body, which you now call the chakras. Now, we ask you to stay open with us here. Stay in the now. Stay very present in your being, but understand that we will bring in the energies fully of your gathering several thousands of years ago into this room. We also pull in the energies of your churches of today, which are derivatives of the work that so many of you have done in past lives. We'll bring in those energies. We'll bring in the energies of what we call the new earth in now. Breathe in deeply, dear friends, and allow us to integrate all of these elements together in this very interesting dimension that you are allowing to be created all around you. Today we are going to gently, very gently, open the seven seals. But we want you to understand that you are doing it only for yourself. You are not doing it for all of humanity. You cannot do it for them. You are not doing it for the ones that sit next to you. You are not doing it for your children or your parents. You're gently opening these seven seals for yourself. But you see, as you open, as you change your vibration, you affect the potential of everything around you. Remember, as we have talked before, when you change your vibration, you send out a neutral potential energy that can then be picked up and used by any other human, any other type of life form that so chooses. You do not inflict your will on them. There are many humans, the vast majority of humans today, who do not choose to open the seals. Understand and honor that. If you are here today, energetically or physically, you do not have to open these. Understand as you gently open these. Yes, indeed, someone just asked. Many of you have been going through the process already, essentially helping to dissolve some of the coatings that have been on these. Now in this group energy, it is safe to gently open them more and more. These were seven attributes that have been created based on your journey from home, through the wall of fire, through the order of the ark, and through all of your experiences on earth. They are attributes, energies that have been deeply embedded within you, by you. They are conditions that are ready for change. They are old paradigms and old dynamics, old patterns that are now ready for change. These were not things that were inflicted on you by spirit, inflicted on you by the darkness. Simply conditions, modules of your journey. The darkness is here today because it has taken part in that journey, that part of you. It is here to show you exactly what it is and what it isn't. To show you that it was simply an attribute of the old that does not need to exist anymore in the way that you had created it. In the first seal, dear friends, is the energy of separation. This energy is deeply embedded within you, and it has been ever since you left home and crossed through the wall of fire. You've sealed it within you, lived it and believed it and accepted that you were separate from spirit. When you went through the wall of fire and felt yourself shattered into a billion and a billion pieces, this created a sense of separation. A sense of separation that stayed with you, the longing to go home, the longing for Mother, Father, God, but not being able to find that energy, the longing to be back in the arms of your dear, dear King and Queen of the oneness from whence you came. But separation was an illusion. It had to be there. It had to be sealed inside so you could go off on your own journey. It served you well. The churches of modern days have intensified and magnified the energy of separation. They have embedded it even more deeply within you. They have talked about how you were thrown from the heavens, how you were banned from the gardens. And dear friends, that was the old energy, and it has no place in the new. You are not separate. And in reality, you never were. So with love in your heart than the tears in your eyes, dear friends. Allow yourself to open the first seal. The seal of separation now, as it opens, it brings back the energy of spirit and home. It brings back the love of God. It brings it into the reality, into the now that you sit in. And let no man, woman, or church ever again tell you that you are separate from God, ever. And then the second seal, the seal that was identified thousands of years ago, the energy of that seal is self. Self. You see, when you cross through the wall of fire, when you experience separation, you also begin to experience self for the first time. You realized you had your own identity and your own spiritual fingerprint. There was the realization of self, but this also created self-doubt. Who am I? Who am I? Why am I here? Why am I no longer at home? Why am I in a void? Within self and self-doubt also gave you the energy for self-discovery. And you have been on a journey for eons of time, discovering who you are, who you aren't. The churches tell you that self is bad or wrong. Understand, remember that you helped to create some of the doctrine and the dogma of the churches. But we are saying it is time to transform that energy, to transmute it into the new. I tell you, the self will be annihilated. I tell you to let go, to let some unknown God take over. And that one day, you will lose all remembrance of who you ever were, because you will be back in the blissful heavens of God, in a big mush of oneness. Dear friends, in the new energy, there is self. There is self-realization, self-understanding. You will remember your journey that brought you here. You will remember who you are. Self should not be denied. Self should not be annihilated. Every night, all over your world, we work with humans who are trying to kill themselves. Physically, emotionally. They're trying to kill memories of what they have done, where they have been. Every night we weep. Because self is a precious gift to spirit. Your gift. Your gift. So, dear friends, with the love in your heart and the tears in your eyes, open the second seal to see the beauty of self. Dear friends, there's a third seal, and yes, for the one who asked, these do relate to the energies of the chakras. They do relate to the energy of the words in the scriptures, if you would study for a bit. Behind the third seal is the energy of Satan, and it is within you, deeply embedded within you. The energy of Satan is nothing more than duality, light and dark. It has been given its own power, and you know now power is an illusion. It has been given its own power and its own identity, and at his own place in juxtaposition with God, with Spirit. Yes, indeed, the churches of today teach you that you have to choose God or Satan. They are essentially the same. All part of the same. But it has been embedded within you, this sense of duality, that there is a split and a division. There is a fear that has motivated you, has also sickened you, weakened you, killed you. A fear of falling into the hands of Satan. You've raced for the light, or tried to find refuge in the light. But Satan always seems to find you, and you wonder where God is. And why God isn't there to bail you out. Why Satan is always pulling at your coat sleeves. Dear friends, energy of Satan as you know it today is an illusion. There is no Satan. As the churches would have it, there is no choice between heaven and hell, light and dark. There was only duality. You've also come to believe there is a Satan within you, a part of you that is so bad, so evil, that should not be given the love from your heart, that should not be given a life to exist, and you have cut off part of yourself. So, dear friends, with the love in your heart and the tears in your eyes, open the third seal of Satan to reveal that it was an illusion of duality. That energy is just energy until you place a label on it. It is just energy of spirit. Feel the dark forces who are in each corner of the room. Understand the game that they have played because you've asked them to. Let no man, woman, or church ever tell you that Satan will get you. Let no man, woman, or church ever tell you there is a power opposite of spirit. It is just energy. It is within you. You are the creator. Gently allow the seal to open. Dear friends, and the fourth seal is the energy of sin, the energy of guilt that you have carried with you for so very long. It is deeply embedded within you and is part of the human spiritual condition. Sin and guilt, same thing. The guilt that you still carry about leaving home in the first place. The guilt that you carry for trying to annihilate or consume other angels. And the times long past, times out in the creation of the stars and the galaxies, long before you ever took on physical form. The guilt that you have because you've been told that you do things that are less than worthy of the love of God. You have carried the energy of sin and guilt within you. It has been part of your human spiritual condition. As you open this up, you will realize that there was never a reason to feel guilty, that there was no such thing as sin. There was only experience. So, dear friends, with love in your heart, tears from your eyes. Allow the fourth seal to open. Release yourself from the burdens of sin and that guilt that you have carried around for so very long. In the new energy, there is no such thing as sin. There is nothing to be guilty of. Let no man, woman, or church ever tell you you have done wrong in the eyes of God. It is all about experience. In the new energy, you carry a balance with you where you will not be compelled to do things that are against the will or the love of another man or woman or of earth or any living object, because you have a greater understanding of their journey. You have great compassion for them. Such a compassion that you can watch them do heinous things to themselves and still love them. Release the sin and guilt, and as teachers of the new energy, help others to move through this very difficult hurdle, this very difficult chakra. Dear friends, behind the fifth seal is one we want you to pay particular attention to on this day and henceforth every day that comes. As you built these human spiritual conditions, sealed them within your consciousness and your belief system, you created an interesting one called suffering. Suffering. You have felt that the way back home, the way to atone for what you perceived as the wrong path, was through suffering. This is a more contemporary of the seals. You have given yourself suffering. Suffering physically. Suffering financially. Suffering in relationships. Suffering for the sake of others. Dear Shambhar, you are experts at suffering for others. By doing so, this denies them of their own suffering. And it also expresses a lack of compassion for them. You've taken on your own suffering, the suffering of the worlds, the suffering of lifetimes past, the sufferings of universes that have never been created. You've taken on the sufferings of entities and angels that you used to be. You've embedded that deep within you, and it's causing problems in your hearts. It's causing problems in your life. You got so low in your journey that you thought the only way to get back was to suffer, suffer, suffer. When you're ready to open that seal of suffering, you will find that the energy transforms to one of joy and creation. Dear Shambhar, some of you may have a difficult time opening this seal, for you still think there is suffering you must go through. You still think that life must be difficult. You have convinced yourself of this so deeply that you give yourself only the bare minimum, enough to barely get by. You get back to our side and you say, "Damn, life is difficult." Now on, when we hear that from you, we will say, "Damn, why are you choosing that?" Hmm. So, dear friends, with a love in your heart and a tear in your eye and the laughter of your voice, open the fifth seal and allow the elements of suffering to be released from your consciousness. Allow all the suffering you have ever gone through and the suffering that you experience right now to leave. Let no man, woman, or church ever, ever, ever tell you you must suffer again. Joy is the way of the new energy. Fulfillment is the way of the new energy. Be proud of who you are, what you are, and what you do. Express it in love, like what you heard last night. Dear Shambra, release the suffering from the fifth seal so that you may experience the blessings of being an angel and walking on earth. Behind the sixth seal, an interesting element. An element that has so much energy behind it today. Energies that are literally trying to attack you. Energies that were present in our meeting last month and come in again, particularly on this day. Behind the sixth seal is salvation. Salvation. You see, in your journey along the way, you knew someday there would be salvation. There would be release. It's not the UFOs that come down to pick you up. It's not a guru. It's not another human. It's not even Jesus, Yeshua. Salvation is you. Salvation is the release of all the illusions. The opening of the seven seals is the salvation. Acceptance in your heart of four simple words. I am God also. That is salvation. Your churches today, they're telling everyone there is salvation through Jesus Christ, His only Son. And I, Tobias, will make a bold statement here. That is a lie. There is not one chosen Son. There are angels from home. And millions and billions of them. I'm sitting here talking to 238 of them right now. Plus all of you who gather online. I'm addressing all of you. Let no church tell you that you have to follow the path of any other, including Yeshua. Indeed, He set an example, but He did not want others to follow after Him. You know, He made some mistakes. He suffered more than He should have. So, dear friends, with a love in your heart and the tears in your eyes, open the sixth seal of salvation. Transmute the old energy of salvation from one who comes to whisk you off if you happen to be judged appropriately. Release that from within you and understand that you are your salvation. No one else's. Simply yourselves. Salvation was always there. It was the acceptance of yourself and your journey. Understand that Yeshua loves you. Yeshua has walked with you. Yeshua did not need to save you from anything. You never needed to be saved. You only needed to be reminded. Finally, the seventh seal. The seventh seal is again the seal of the energy of self, just like seal number two. But in the seventh seal, it is the unfolding of the self, I am, rather than the self, who am I? The seventh seal is the butterfly leaving the cocoon. The seventh seal has always been there, always carried the potential of opening, of the understanding of I am, and I am doesn't need to question who it is, doesn't need to question what's going on around. It has a knowingness and an understanding at a profound new level. The self behind the seventh seal understands things through the divine heart, not through the human intelligence. Behind the seventh seal is the potential of the new energy and the new earth. So, with all the blessings from us, from Mikael, from Metatron and Mary, from Hosaf, from Saint Germain, yes, indeed, for the one who asked, indeed, Kryon also, and the dark ones who stand in the corners, open the seventh seal, to allow yourself to be the I Am. And dear friends, in the new energy, let no man, woman, or church ever tell you that you are anything less than God. Begin to live each moment, each breath, and each day as God. Open up that divine heart of yours. Release the burden that you've placed on your mind. These seals will continue to open gently, gently. You have the guidance of the angels around you to assist in this, and you have your own divine self. You see, a baby is not birthed, conceived and birthed in one day. It takes months, 9 months. The unfolding, the opening of your seals will come gently and slowly. We ask each of you every day to breathe in first thing in the morning and acknowledge that you are God also. Throughout the day, when you hear that mind chatter, that chatter, Lyle, that is simply self-doubt, remind yourself, I am God also. That's all you need to know. There's nothing that can ever take anything away from you, unless you want to play the game with it. Lyle, it is I am God also. You are worthy of it, all of you. You are worthy of it. Now accept it into your hearts. There's new times coming. You all have challenges. You all have work to do. But it won't be like before. It will not be like before. See, some of you work and work and work so hard. Even the energy of work will change. It will be more playful. It will be an adventure. It won't have to be such a struggle. It won't have to be suffering. There will be a lot for you to do, Chandra, in these new energy days ahead. You heard some of it here. You were given offers. You were shown opportunities and potentials here. You were shown how to overcome obstacles and hurdles and barriers here. If you accept the challenge, if you accept the new energy, if you allow yourself to open the seals within that have been shut closed for so very long, you'll find such a different way. It will come to you. It will come to you. You will find you will not have to work so hard. Yes, you will fill the days with activities more than ever before, but it won't be drudgery work like it has been in the past. It will be the joy of life. Can you handle that, Chandra? Twenty months ago, sitting in this very room, there was a channel that was given on a Sunday morning. This channel was a reflection of the words that were written some 2,000 years ago by all of you right here, all of you who gathered on the mountain, Mount Zion. The essence of your conference, your gathering from the mystics and priests from around the world was simple. The essence were words that could not be spoken or written. Bit of emotion here. Words that could not be spoken or written back then, and can barely be spoken or written even now in this year of 2003. You would have been killed back then. Now you will just be beat up a bit. Twenty months ago, we channeled four simple words. You are God also. Simple words. They are the four most dynamic words of the new energy. And we challenged you and we challenged Kalindra to write the Bible of the new energy. And we meant it, literally. We have been putting pressure on the energy of Chandra to create this thing. We have been tapping Kalindra on the shoulder more times than his thick skin would accept to do this. Indeed, we understand the concerns. Indeed, we understand that these salvation forces of the old energy do not like this one bit. They do not want to see this. They do not want the words. You see, because they still have seven seals closed within them. They still hang on to old beliefs and old ways. They are afraid of the new energy, the new church, of the new way. But dear friends, we know you, Chandra, are strong. We know you are ready. You're ready for this. So we ask you to accept. To accept this gift that you have created. This gift of the four words. You are God also. These have been written into the New Energy Bible. Caldera will tell you a funny story when we're done here of how this came to be. And it had to be ready for this conference. And it barely was. And it had to be in this room. And it had to be with the united energies of the gathering of 238 of you that occurred several thousands of years ago. And in this New Energy Bible, there are only four words. You are God also. It is that simple. It is that simple. And as was channeled 20 months ago, there were to be 100 plus 100 and more pages in this New Energy Bible that you will see today. There are 238 pages, one representing each who is in the room. And the cover represents all of Shambra, all over the world. The New Energy Bible, dear friends, has blank pages because no man, woman, or church should ever tell you how to live. You are God also. Each one of you here, each one of you from 2,000 plus years ago is represented by a page in the book. You helped to create this. This is a significant day for us and for you. This is a day where forces from the outside have not looked forward to. They started their energetic attacks months ago. Yes, some of you could feel this. They intensified it during our last gathering. They almost made a nimble-witted Caldera forget to do the book. But it was delivered just in time. We're joking with you, Caldera, of course. So, dear friends, such is the energy of Shaud 12 of the Divine Human Series. Seven seals. The energies that were embedded deep within you can now be opened and released. Yes, if you care to study the scriptures, the energy of the chakra systems, you will see how this all relates. If you care to study the scriptures to understand more about revelations, understand that some 2,000 years ago when we met on Mount Zion, we did connect with the interdimensional energies. Look for the interpretations when they talk about the demons and the horses and all of the other symbols that are in the book, the warriors and all of these other things. Look back again on the book and you will understand indeed. We will continue with the energy of this new energy gathering with you for the next day or so. But the energy of this moment, of the acceptance of you are God also, and the opening of the seven seals will stay with you also. We love you dearly. You are never alone. And so it is.